Hello.
Don't be afraid. It's Chris Jacobat from Kissin' Country 103.9 calling. And
how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
You know what you are? You're very busy is what you are. You're very busy. And we know that because can we just take 1 second of your time and read something that got sent to us here at Kissin' Country?
Oh, definitely. Sure. That would be wonderful.
Teresa, this was sent to us from your friend Jill. And we are recognizing everyday heroes in our community, and she wanted to nominate you. She says, Teresa has coordinated a campaign for families in need. She has a Facebook group, Christmas Campaign for Families in Need. She organizes this all on her own, and this year has set up over 180 families with gifts, food hampers, and necessities. I have never met her personally, but she has truly brought the magic of Christmas to so many this year and in years past. Without her continuous contributions, many families would be without. What I know about her is amazing. She used to work at the Stollery Foundation and started helping families a few years ago, and this group has only grown over the years. She's truly a remarkable citizen here in Edmonton. This is my second year helping her with a family, and I am so happy she's doing this for so many reasons.
Wow. Yeah, well, I can only do it because sponsors like Jill. But yeah, we're actually just finishing family 185 right now. So
wow!
Thank you, Teresa.
Yeah, it's actually pretty remarkable. Or you know, we have 438 children now getting new pajamas and new outfit and toys under their Christmas tree, and that many families, 185 families, going to have a warm Christmas meal under the tree. And with COVID, the community has just come. I'm actually very overwhelmed at the amount of community support we're getting just on the Christmas campaign. And I run another campaign and to empower the community page, and I run that all year. And on that group, we're giving away, we've already packaged up 305 packages of new toys that have been put up for draws for other families to win. 40 Christmas dinners for families to win. So it's just, if you're not sponsored, you can at least try to get Christmas in another way. So, yeah, we're just doing what I'm just doing whatever I can. I don't like any time to go without, so.
Well, and we don't blame you. Sad that there is this need in our community, but wonderful people like you and, like you said, sponsors that are making it happen. So there's a lot of everyday heroes that are doing this. And Teresa, you are definitely one of them. So we wanted to acknowledge you this morning.
Wow. Thank you. That's truly touching.